Cubs and Phillies from the friendly confines on Thursday. Zach Eflin facing John Lackey. Lackey brought a 2-1 lead into the fourth, but it would not last.
There's a drive to deep left off the bat of Franco, and it's going to go, and we're tied 2-2. First pitch of the fourth. Rupp drives it deep the other way, and it's gone. And it's the first run allowed by Carl this season. 4-3 Phillies.
The 0-1 to Montero, driven in the air, deep center field. That goes Herrera, back near the wall, at the wall, leaping. It's a home run! Miguel Montero homers, and the ball game is tied at 4. To the left of dead center, it landed in the basket, and it's a brand new ball game, tied at 4. One down and a man at first. The left-handed batting Brock Stassi will step in and line one to Bryant. Catches, throws to first, double play. Stassi lined to Bryant. Chris caught it, saw Rupp was dancing off first. Chris rifled it across to Rizzo. Rupp tried to dive back in. He was out by an eyelash. Inning over on the line drive to third. 5-3 on the double play.
Ground ball, second base. Hernandez for one at second, and that's it. Ball gets away. Alvara scores. Cubs win. Cubs win. 5-4 the final.
Everybody's running around trying to figure out who to pile on. What a crazy way for this ball game to end, but perhaps a fitting way for this ball game to end.
Cubs are in a wild 5-4 walk-off win against the Phillies at 13 as they take 3 of 4 games in the series. Chicago's bullpen once again the star of the show. 8 innings of 1-run ball. Chris Bryant a season-high 4 hits as he stretched his on-base streak to 15 games. Not the prettiest of walk-off victories, but the Cubs will take it as they edge the Phillies in 13 innings by a 5-4 score. Here is Chicago's skipper Joe Maddon on the win.
It was really an aggressively played game on both sides. I got to give the Phillies a lot of credit. They played really well this whole series here. The middle infielders are dynamic. I like the way they're playing. To not take them lightly, they got some pretty good starting pitching. So I want to say that. I was really impressed with the Phillies. Now, beyond that, I mean, our guys, Albert's been doing that kind of stuff. That's what the kind of things we like to do on a nightly basis. Albert seems to be in the middle of it a lot, you know, with all these base running maneuvers and aggressiveness. And here's a guy without the greatest speed in the world. I've talked about that, but he's a good base runner. He's a good outfielder. He runs good routes. All that stuff is pertinent. And just a crazy game, man. We're out of pitchers. I mean, I'm telling you, we were out. I did not even want to use Edwards tonight. I did not want to use Koji tonight. Montgomery now, I mean, that's like 50-some pitches a couple days ago, 40, almost 50 again today. So there's give these guys a lot of credit, our guys, for continuing to battle some frustrating moments that we shot ourselves in the foot. But by the same token, line drive, Rizzo catches, line drive, Bryant catches. You know, so you can't really start complaining about anything. And when they turn a double play on you, we just, you know, touche, man, we've been doing it all night. So it was a really interesting game.
Joe, what is it about all these come from behind wins?
Well, I mean, actually, we started out on top today. We were up 2-0, and they came back and made it 2-2, and then they grabbed the lead again. So it's just the motto, it's on the ring. We don't quit. We never quit. I mean, truthfully, I mean, if you're in our dugout, there, our guys are always engaged. Something bad happens, where guys turn the page real quickly. They don't just linger on a negative thought. They go out, they take their gloves, and they go play defense. So that's it. I mean, there's not a big secret.
How far along were you starting to think about maybe having to use a starting pitcher?
It was getting close to Anderson time. It was getting close to it. Koji was going to go back out again if it was necessary. He only had like 9 pitches or whatever it was that inning. So we thought we could milk another inning out of him. And then Boz talked to Anderson. He said he was fine. I felt good. So we would have gone in that direction. Coming off his last outing, too.
Feel like when guys like Jay or Zobrist get picked off, especially Zobrist in that situation, yep. You know, it's a big shock because they're so you know, they're veterans, they're smart, whatever. What's your take on when something's
like that? Well, the play at second base is, that is a instructional league, minor league play that everybody does, done on the major league level well. You have to have a pitcher that's that athletic and active. And like I've already talked about, their middle infielders. Not every pitcher can do what that guy did as well. And so that's that. I mean, they got us. Pants down, they got us. Give them credit. The one at first base, just that I just think that John was a little bit too far off because it was close to play before. And then he stayed out there, and the guy made a better throw. So, again, like I said, when it happens, I give the other side credit, too. I mean, they did some things really well there. Altair, really impressive guy in the outfield. Very impressive. Franco had a great day for them. Like I'm saying, you look at both sides. Mickey, how about the home run Mickey hits? Into the teeth of the wind to tie it up against Benny. Joaquin, I've known him. I mean, he still has great stuff. Their guy, Rupp, taking Edwards deep. I did not see that. That was not in the manual. I did not see that happening right there. So a really interesting game of baseball. Of course, we're more excited because we won it. But give both teams credit for going out there and wanting to win a Major League Baseball game.
Can you get by? It was yesterday, but what did you think about Lackey's start?
Yeah, not as greatest in regards to command of fastball. But typically battles through the whole thing. He left a couple pitches into Altair again, kind of like a sidearm fastball that came right back into the barrel. The home run to Franco. He wasn't as sharp as he can, but he is who he is. He just battles through it.
Did Montero come up a little something on the swing or
the running
or trot around the bases?
No.
No, he looked a little lame or something.
No.
You can't tell with
no, I mean, I just, I've been kind of liking that. It's really hard to tell, but I'm like, you said that.
I did.
I wanted to get Wilson in there for the running game at that point. That's it.
I actually tweeted that out. I said he might be hurt, he might not be.
No, the part, you know, having Zobris and Hayward still available and knowing that they're going to hit in that spot. Coming around the next time I knew Jay would get an at-bat, pitcher's going to go there. There was like all this little minutia working during that game. So, but I, at that point, I thought Mickey had done his job for the day. Moving along, just like yesterday. Wilson getting a hit today would have been like way too perfect.
The Cubs continue their homestand against the Yankees Friday. The Phillies return home to face the Nationals.